Hello, this is Pastor Cal Hampton. I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to listen to our Second Mile podcast. It is my prayer that the Spirit of God might just enliven your spirit so that you might get a word from heaven today. And as always, you have an invite to come and worship with us down here at Second Mile Church on 804 Riverside Drive in Clarksville. May the Lord bless you. Thank you. I'm just so grateful for what God's doing here in and through the church. For those of you that are guests and visiting with us tonight, we're glad to have you. Our grand opening service was back in March, March the 25th, and the Lord has blessed in a great way since then. And this is our first Christmas together here at Second Mile Church. And it's been a wonderful, wonderful season already. And I just can't wait to see what God's going to do tonight. And I want to just take just a real special minute to welcome especially all of our visitors and guests. And if you ever want to get a crowd, just let the kids do something. And boy, they'll come out of the woodwork, you know. And so we're thankful that all of you all are here tonight. And we just ask, I've already prayed with the children back here that God would bless in a great way. And I believe we're in for a real, real treat tonight. And, you know, you only get out of something what you're willing to put into something. And if you come expecting and anticipating for God to do something, He always will. And also, let me say this. We want everybody to stay and eat with us. Well, I didn't bring anything. Well, guess what? You didn't need to. We want everyone to stay and eat and fellowship with us after the program tonight. So let me pray for us, and then we'll turn things over to. And I want to say a word about Laura Wicks right over here, and Betty, and Sarah Barnett, my sweet wife Diana. They have done great work on Wednesday nights with our music and missions, and they wanted to put this program on for you all tonight. So we thank God for our leadership. We thank God for our children. Let's pray. Lord, there is no one like Jesus. And we are just so grateful and thankful for Him tonight. And as we make much of Jesus, as we lift up Jesus, as we exalt His name, and Lord, the Scripture says that when that happens, Jesus draws all people to Himself. And Lord, what a wonderful thing it would be tonight if we all were drawn to the manifest presence of God Almighty tonight. Lord Jesus, do something powerful here amongst us. Make it real to our hearts. Christmas is more real than Clarksville, Tennessee, because Christmas is Jesus. And so, Lord, make it real to our hearts, would you? We ask it in the name that's above every other name given among men, whereby we must be saved. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Man or the same person, and Joseph's missing sometimes. That's what's going on. So, but thank you so much to everyone who helped, Ellen and Thomas and Jared coming in on the bandolin. It's so we just pray that y'all have a blessed evening and Merry Christmas. Oh my goodness, yes, Charlie Bumpus, his class built this beautiful manger scene here, and yes, give him a hand. Thank you, sir. Merry Christmas, everybody.
people walking in the darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. You enlarge the nation and increase their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as warriors rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, a bar across their shoulders, the rod of their offspring. Every war's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in the blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. For unto us a child is born, for unto us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. He will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of his government, peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Almighty Lord will accomplish this.
Sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said,
Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you. Do not be afraid. Mary, you have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of all the... What? Of the Messiah. You will be with child. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end. The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who was said to be a barren is in her sixth month, for nothing is impossible with God.
I'm the Lord's servant. May it be to me as you have said.
Because Joseph was a righteous man and did not want to expose Mary to public disgrace, he he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said,
"Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what she conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save the people from their sins."
All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet: "The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife.
Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken on the entire Roman world, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth to Galilee, to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child.
And she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in cloth and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Thank you. Jesus, our brother, shone in good, was humbly born in a stable crib, and the friendly beast around him stood. Jesus, our brother, shone in good. I carried his mother to uphill and down. I carried his mother to Bethlehem town. I said the donkey, shaggy and brown. From the rafters high, I cooed him to sleep so he would not cry. I cooed him to sleep, my friends and I. I said the dove from the rafters high.
Shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. They were terrified, but the angel said to them,
"Fear not, for I bring good tidings of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger."
Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests."
Angels, we have heard on high.
them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told to them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. The shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea. During the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked,
"Where has been born King of the Jews? We saw him star in the east and have come to worship him."
When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born.
"In Bethlehem in Judea, for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means the least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come the ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel."
When Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared, he sent to them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star had been seen in the east, went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the child with his mother, Mary, they bowed down and worshiped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh.
Whisper.
worship him, God Most High. Oh, star of wonder, star of light, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light. Life of gathering gloom, sorrowing, sighing, bleeding, dying, stood in a stone cold tomb.
Having been
in a dream to not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route.
Kids have, in a wonderful, beautiful way, shared with us how God stepped in to humanity. Jesus was God spilling himself out in human flesh so that we might have our greatest need taken care of. The Bible says, and our lives profess, that we all have this problem. This problem called sin. We've never been able to get around it, over it, under it, or through it. And we tried to whip it in every way we can. But the Bible tells us all have sinned to come short of the glory of God. Romans 6:23 tells us the wages of sin is death, separation from God. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And so as we looked at in Sunday school this morning, in the fullness of time, at just the right time, God sent His Son at just the right time so that we might begin to understand who God is. And Jesus walked this earth for 33 and a half years and lived a perfect, sinless life. Never gave in to sin, was tempted in every way in which we're tempted. And as the kids were singing about, He was just as much God in that manger as a baby as He was. You know, Jesus has always been God. He became a man. He became a human being. And He grew up in a family much like yours and mine, and yet He never gave in to sin. Do I understand how Jesus was fully God and fully man? No, but I believe it. Because He has proven over and over and over again that He is God. And it occurred to me as they were singing and talking about the Lord Jesus tonight, how unbelievably sad it would be to walk out of here and not know the one they're singing about. That's what Christmas is all about.
This is Pastor Cal again. I hope you enjoyed the message. If you'd like to talk to me or another pastor about some issue that you may have, a question you might have, you're free to call 931-332-6288.